When you get together with your friends and family, perhaps over a cup of coffee or over a meal, what do you talk about? I mean, last time you socialised with perhaps people from your church, what was the main subject of conversation? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Let me put an idea in front of you to see what you think. It's all too easy for us to forget God in our day-to-day interactions with one another. Yeah, we talk about this and we talk about that, but we never talk about God. We never have, let's call them, God conversations. And the more that goes on, the more immersed we become in the here and now. And the more we forget how amazing God is, how much this unseen mighty God is in fact the great player in our here and now. Perhaps that's why through Moses he gave this command to his people, Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 9. Listen, you people of Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is the only God. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Always remember these commands that I give you today. Be sure to teach them to your children. Talk about these commands when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road. Talk about them when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them on your hands and wear them on your foreheads to help you remember my teachings. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. As you drink in what God's saying here, how does it relate to your here and now? How much in your thoughts and conversations do you factor God into your life's equation? Talk about these commands when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. And the more room we give God in our thoughts and our conversations, the more amazing life becomes. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book called Your Road to a Stunning Life. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.